This is a word. It's kind of like a math thing, a word equation type deal. If a business owner is leaving West Dundee for a 10 o'clock show on a snowy day in downtown Chicago, mm-hmm. and the radio show in downtown Chicago starts at 10:05 every Saturday when we're not bounced for Northwestern football, when do you recommend that person that lives in West Dundee, who's been on the show for 4 years now, would leave their home to make it down in a snowstorm? A, at 8 o'clock like he normally does. Because you went to Northern like I do, so multiple choice king. A, 8 o'clock like you normally do. B, maybe 7:30 to build in a little bit of a cushion, yep. to factor in the snow. C, 7:30 to factor in the snow. Or D, BC, B and C. Go ahead.
I was giving you time to, prep everybody.
Yeah, appreciate that.
A lot of running around. I thought about getting a room at the Swiss here, mm-hmm. last night. That would have been the smart play. I'm actually more worried about getting home.
Don't worry about it.
Really? It's just going to be slow.
I just think it's going to be slow.
It's just going to be real
slow. Yeah. We're going to be on the road.
Don't wait up for dinner.
We love our snow plow guys and
gals.
Well,
that's why I came down. I wasn't chickening out or anything.
No, they're good. They're out there now. Everybody get off the road about noon to give them plenty of time to clear it for us to go home. So yes. that's nice.
Yeah, if we could do that.
Only two accidents on the way here. It's very minor. I was
it's
expecting
a slow mine. Day. Mm-hmm. Slow day. What are we talking about, David Haas?
We will talk about bathroom safety, of course. And I think, given the context of what we're talking about and what you brought up in the mailbag of some of the credit and some of the uncertainty that folks go through around this time of year, saving money over the cost of replacement and doing things like refinishing your bathroom tub and tile.
I think that's a great segue with what Dan here is going to be talking about, with Redo. So let's talk bathroom safety. Grab bars.
Yeah, speaking of safety, I'm wearing orange in case I got lost in the snow.
That's nice.
High visibility safety. It's
good. Because you're smart.
In case you had to come pick me up off the shoulder.
If there's a reason to get out of your car, if it, God forbid, you get into an accident,
you never know.
In a snowstorm, you're covered.
Yeah, the t-shirt is
right. The orange t-shirt. I would recommend you stay in your car until the tow truck comes to flip you back over right side up. But you were talking a couple of shows ago that you guys have this process where you kind of rough in the floor. What's that process? Where you put some non-slip material down?
Of course.
How do you, I love it when Dave talks construction.
I know.
Yeah, it's so good.
This is a good panel for you.
Like, it would just,
today.
It's like sandpaper, but like not sandpaper. I want to say it's sandpaper.
Back to you, Jeremy.
Exactly.
Slip resistant surfaces, incredibly important, both at your home and in your office too. So if there are places in that environment that you need, we do a couple different things. In the bathroom, bathtub, shower area, you can apply slip resistant surface relatively easily, and in a sort of a top coat type fashion. We also have this great bath mat called Aqua Grip. These guys are making this thing out of McHenry, and it was probably the most slip resistant thing that I've ever used.
Go ahead, Gary.
So this product, you put it on your existing tile, your existing tile floor?
Right. You could do that. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. So a lot of times, folks, are probably the most critical thing is getting in and out of the shower or the bathtub, right? Stepping over the bathtub or stepping into the shower. So things like grab bars and a little bit of that grit will certainly reduce the chance.
How much is that investment?
Very, very minimal. And less than an hour of work in most cases. But we're doing this thing in things like hotels, too. We'll do, 100 rooms in a hotel to make sure people are safe there too. A typical bathroom safety package with maybe a bath mat, two grab bars, something like that would be less than $600.
Okay, wow. So it's holiday time, and we're looking for practical holiday gifts.
It's a wonderful gift.
And the gift of safety, Jeremy.
Yeah.
You're in and out of homes all the time with mobility challenged up to people like me that do Cirque du Soleil because we're in such great balance help. And
we got
our balance and our core so strong. I've been tightening my core since I got here.
Yep.
I've been doing Kegel exercise for literally 40 minutes. You can't even tell because my core is so solid and I'm breathing through the whole thing. But, the gift of safety this holiday season, and I know I talked about it yesterday. I know I talked about it last week with you and Frank.
Yes.
The shirt and the sweater and the hat and all that BS, the gift of safety continues to give, and it's the best gift that you can give.
Yeah. Yeah, protects loved ones. I mean, that's just the coolest part.
Absolutely.
So it's $600. So let me understand this, though. So Gary mentioned like tile floor, right? So shower tile floor, you're not coming in there and reglazing. You're putting the bath mat in. I don't want to make it sound like you're not doing any work, but you're putting the mat in, you're putting the grab bars in. Are you anchoring those into studs?
Yeah, I mean, as best as, you know, you know this more than the average bear, but so anchoring, getting studs, using the proper anchors, I mean, just doing it in the most professional way that you can. If you're in the situation with a tile floor, then what we're always doing is visiting the home and talking to your friends or your family or whoever's house it is or whoever is using that room to give them the best solution.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily, hey, this is what we do and we're done. You're going to evaluate it, assess what's going on, look at the condition of the tile, all that jazz. Like, what happens if it does need work, right? Like, you know, you show up and you're like, yikes, some grout popping.
And I think there's enough people out there doing everything via text message these days that with the real competitive advantage that we offer is visiting you and showing up and doing it the right way.
Got it.
For the people that have loved ones that they don't care for, do you have a slippery surface?
Yeah, like real slippery. The like, opposite.
Yeah. Do you have like the motor oil that
anti grip?
Yeah, but there's a lot of paperwork involved. Okay. In that.
Sure. A lot of liability there.
So if our listeners have a bath, you just said texting is basically no one's answering their phone anymore. Do a lot of your prospective clients, and we talked about with Frank on the last show. Was 60 to 70%? I didn't know this, Jeremy. 60-70% of their clients are not their clients, but the family members of their clients, which blew me away. I had no idea. Are those family members sending you pictures of their loved ones' bathrooms or kitchens or whatever surfaces that are slippery, so you could evaluate?
Yeah, of course. We're always willing to leverage that technology to help the information process, to help understand what's going on. But ultimately, when it comes down to the service and making that estimate, we want to go visit, inspect, and offer the best solution.
Yeah, it's not just boilerplate.
You're right.
You would have, it's custom.
Yeah. Yeah, and this AquaGrip mat, I mean, really, these guys can make any shape, size. I mean, we've talked about it before here, but think of this mat is similar. It's a closed-cell foam. It is like what you would see on a nice boat, on the steps, on the boat deck.
I'm not allowed on nice boats.
Jeremy-proof type of surface here.
Inside the shower.
Although it could be applicable outside, of course, but inside is where the most water is and where the highest chance of slip and fall is. So we'll focus on that area first.
All right. And if somebody, like sometimes when you're wet and you get out of the shower and the first step that you could put down, you could be like on a sheet of ice. If you had to, you could also put one on the outside.
You sure could. Yeah, right. You sure could.
Any financing opportunities before we hit the break?
You know, we absolutely have financing opportunities. And in these bathroom safety circumstances, they're pretty much low enough where folks are going to use a credit card or cash. But absolutely, we have some partners that we can reach out to.
Phone number?
Is 630-832-2250 and online at miraclemethod.com/WGN.
Do you have pictures of all your products that you just mentioned?
We do, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff out there. Yes. And Google, a lot of Google images. People upload them. We upload them, but our customers do when they leave reviews and such. So
website one more time.
MiracleMethod.com/WGN.
And your facility is located where in Addison?
629 North Villa North Addison North in Villa Park. You messed me up there a little bit. That's okay, but we'll find it. We're right on the south of the intersection of North Avenue and Addison Road.
Right. Okay, sorry. It's on Addison Road.
It's perfect.
Yeah, right down the street.
Well, no one needs to go there. He goes to you. It's the opposite. You're
but it is a good
there.
Place to visit, though. And it's really good to see that the refinishing things that we do so you understand what and how we execute those projects.
All right. I digress.
Down the street around the corner from my brother's doggy daycare.
Oh, yeah.
Place. There you go.
I figured you were going to pick a food place.
Who I finally met after. You know, we have some members of my team that they do take their pets to your brother. And then I met him over the summer.
And that was probably the highlight of your year so far.
It was very fun.